On the phone with me now, Congressman Peter DeFazio, and he's just gotten off a huge conference call. They're trying to get a package together in the federal government there to help out folks during this COVID-19 epidemic or pandemic. Congressman DeFazio, what's the latest from your standpoint?
Hey, George, thanks for the opportunity. We've made progress since yesterday. Yesterday, the Senate Republicans and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, a former Goldman Sachs executive, were pushing a package where he would be given $500 billion, which he could lend secretly to anybody who he saw fit. That's not going to happen. I mean, I was there when they did TARP. I voted against it. The Wall Street did well. People lost their houses, their pensions, their jobs. We're not going down that path again. We're working on a package that is targeted to the workers, to small businesses, and to individuals in need with food aid, medical care, free testing, and massive help to our hospitals, finally getting some needed equipment, things like that moving. And we are making substantial progress. It's a minute-by-minute thing. It's a 1,400-page piece of legislation, the biggest piece of legislation in the history of the United States. So we got to get it right, but I'm hopeful we will soon.
What's the impact for individuals in this?
There will be money going to small businesses to meet their payroll expenses. There will be forgivable loans. There will be special unemployment insurance for people who, have jobs that aren't covered by unemployment insurance. There will be extended and expanded unemployment insurance for people who have lost their jobs. But as much as possible, we want to keep people on payroll so they don't have to go through the unemployment application process. That'll take time. And so that's why we're giving, the direct support to small business and to big business with a lot of strings attached. For instance, I've been working hard on the airline industry. After 9/11, they got bailed out, and then they all declared bankruptcy and took away the pensions and collective bargaining agreements of their workers. We're not going to let that happen. We'll give them a loan package that has to go directly to payroll. That's about 2.2 million people between the service workers and the line workers, that would be that just can't be touched by them. No executive pay, none of that. And then they would get a smaller package that would be to meet their capital costs, their gates at airports and things like that, which would be heavily conditioned. They can't do stock buybacks, they can't do dividends. A whole host of the abuses that they engaged in the last time they got a package. So, and I'm trying to create a model for other big businesses who obviously are going to be lining up to ask for assistance. This is the way it should be done. Put the workers first. They are the strength of the economy. They are the strength of business from small to biggest corporations. Put them first.
So the talk about infusing maybe some of the individuals, like sending personal checks out, that's probably not going to happen?
No, that's still a possibility. One of the hang-ups has been people are saying, well, you're going to send checks to millionaires. Well, we don't have time to do a means test.
Right.
So there is some thought that a check would go out to every individual. And then if you were over a certain income level next year, you would required to refund that.
Hmm. It's kind of really hard to, with so many people in so many different economic levels, it's really hard to try to find that median base there, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, they're talking about probably the assistance would cut off pretty high levels for our state. They're talking 75,000. Individual 150 family, and so those people next year when they pay their taxes over those levels would have to refund, or they might get to refund it over a series of years, but that's not settled yet.
So what are you hearing about the virus itself and what's happening? I understand New York is really getting hit right now, and are we just seeing this in the major cities, or is this pretty much going to ramp all about?
The experts at CDC say the only current tool we have is social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily we are a less densely populated state. New York is, I think, the most densely populated place in America. Pretty hard if you live in a 50-story apartment building to socially distance, and you're going to get on an elevator, you're going to get down a stairwell, you're going to. So they're getting hammered really, really hard. What we here in Oregon, we need, and we put in requests weeks ago for equipment from the national stockpile. We got our first shipment of protective equipment last week, only 10% of what we asked for. The senators and the House members have been bugging the feds. Apparently, a second shipment arrived today. I don't know how big it was, but I think it's supposed to have ventilators and masks. We now see finally that Trump has invoked the National Defense Production Act. We've been asking him for weeks, and then last week he invoked it but said he wasn't going to use it, and then this week he finally used it. We're going to have civilian manufacturers convert their production lines to make ventilators, to make protective shields, to make masks, to make gowns, and all the things we're going to need. In World War II, we did that, and we guaranteed them, hey, even if we don't need the stuff, we'll buy it from you.
I imagine,
we're finally getting geared up for that kind of stuff.
Do you imagine Governor Cuomo's pushing the last day or so has had anything to do with that, finally being enacted?
I think he has been quite effective, quite vocal on this. I mean, he's also been apparently direct sourcing some stuff from China. China's producing masks again, but we want to ramp up our domestic mask production. If there's any lesson in this, long term, many lessons, but one lesson is we do not want to be dependent upon a foreign nation for some of our most critical supplies, pharmaceuticals, and all that. We need to maintain a base in those industries.
Well, especially when some of those countries are going to be so, held back because of what they might be experiencing, we can't guarantee we'll get anything at all.
Right. Well, right now, China seems to be coming out of it because they had extraordinary, distancing quarantine measures enforced by the military and by police, and it's a dictatorship. And they are now opening up transit again in the hard-hit areas, and that the factories are gearing up. One of the problems we're having is moving the stuff. A lot of cargo from China comes over on civilian airliners, not just cargo planes. DHL, UPS, FedEx can't keep up. So I'm talking to the airlines about them sending over some of their passenger planes, particularly the big wide-body long-range planes, without passengers on board, take them into China, fill them up with masks and other needed equipment, and fly it back. I think we're going to get that done.
Is there anything else we need to know about what's going on now from as far as from the federal government's standpoint? Anything that you are doing to further assist Oregon in getting to a place where we may calm down a little bit?
Well, I already mentioned what we're doing to help get the emergency equipment in Oregon. We're the delegation strongly supporting the governor's request that people observe strict social distancing, stay home unless it's absolutely necessary. We're also, my office is helping a lot of individuals. We got individuals who are having problems accessing, health care, getting tested. We have Oregonians from my district who are stuck overseas, and we're working with the State Department to try and get them home. So, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, we've even got a few people on cruise ships that are still not home yet. So,
you know what a problem that is.
Yeah. So what about the status of test kits themselves as far as distribution to all 50 states?
It's ramping up pretty quickly. I mean, that was a big screw up early on. Other countries have massively tested, and when you test people and they test positive, experts say they're much more likely to observe their quarantine. There are a fair number of asymptomatic people out there. So, we put a massive amount of money into testing in the first bill we passed 3 weeks ago, and again, the bill we passed 10 days ago that the president signed last Wednesday. it seems like it's finally gearing up.
All right. Do you see, last question, do you see light at the end of the tunnel here, or is it too soon to tell?
I'm not a healthcare expert. I just urge people to follow the advice of the medical professionals, not politicians, not me, not the president, and pay attention to, we've got links on my website to the Oregon Health Authority, the governor's proclamation, all those things that people need to be following.
Congressman Peter DeFazio, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. We certainly do appreciate the update here, and we'll get the information out to everybody.
Thanks, George. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
You well.